There should be a full investigation into what went on up there and why that call was made. That, from Kitchener Rangers head coach Mike McKenzie after a second period Mike Patizian goal was called back, after video review deemed he kicked the puck into the net. The review took about 5 minutes. You be the judge. If you need a second look, and trust me, the crew in London took plenty of looks. Here it is again, slowed down frame by frame. Again, the goal was disallowed because it was kicked in? pic.twitter.com/rapakey5knee, Mike Farwell, at Farwell underscore Ole. May 1, 2022, we've watched it 20 times, said a furious McKenzie. He shot the puck into the net with his stick blade. I have no clue, or an explanation, why that goal would be waved off. Even if it did hit his skate, which it didn't, there was no kicking motion. I can say with absolute certainty I shot that puck into the net with my stick, 100%. No doubt about it, said Patizian. The score of the game was 3-1, for the Knights, at the time. But the hockey gods work in mysterious ways. Just over 3 minutes later, Patizian would score again. The review of this one took a while, again. It seems a little corrupt, added Patizian. You look at their goals, they're good to go right away. Even my second goal took like 10 minutes to allow it. It's just a joke. Whoever is up there must be London Knights fans. So, you know, karma is a, you know. Kitchener would add a power play goal from Mitch Martin, but couldn't muster a comeback in the final period. The Knights' Max McHugh completed the hat-trick into the empty net, and the Knights bopped the Blue Shirts 5-3 to take a 3-2 lead in the series. But after a great hockey game, all the talk was about the disallowed goal and the video review team. It's unacceptable. It's too professional of a league, said McKenzie. There's too much at stake. There's too much money involved. There's too many people's jobs on the line involved. It's just unacceptable for that to happen. I have no clue how you can mess this up. We saw the review process in real time, and couldn't believe it. It's not that video review needs to be reassessed. It's the people the hashtag OHL have operating the video review that need to be reassessed. https://t.co/k20hajwakup, Chris Pope, at underscore Chris Pope. May 2, 2022 Jackson Parsons made 31 saves in the loss, getting the start after his great performance in Game 4. McKenzie hadn't decided who will start in goal for Game 6 Tuesday, at the AUD. The Harris Law pregame show begins at 6:30 p.m., with Mike Farwell and Chris Pope on City News 570.